And now it's time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, we may have good news for the local economy if this speculation about a Samsung plant materializes.
Yeah, but this is something that obviously would be very exciting. Certainly, it could be a long shot. I mean, because we're talking about a potential chip plant that would be about up to $17 billion, according to the Wall Street Journal. And according to that story over the weekend, they say Samsung is looking at putting this factory in perhaps Arizona, Texas, or in New York State in Genesee County. Now, although they said it would just be a large industrial campus, there's only one we really know about in Genesee County. That is the so-called Stamp facility. That's a more than 1,200-acre industrial park in the town of Alabama. The Journal article says that the proposed Samsung plant would employ, again, up to 1,900 people and would be operational in 2022 at some point. They also say that, according to their sources, if it went ahead, wherever it's going to be, Samsung wants a pretty steep incentives from the federal government. I reached out to Steve Hyde, president and CEO for Genesee County Economic Development. He wouldn't address the Samsung issue particularly, but he did say that factors like a well-educated and productive workforce, access to low-cost power, and a strategic location has helped the Stamp Park in Genesee County compete globally for some large-scale economic development project. So stay tuned. We'll see where that goes. You may remember last week he told you about that hydrogen fuel cell operation coming to the Rochester area that will create about 377 jobs. It's an Albany-based company which already has some operations at the Eastman Business Park called Plug Power. The new operation will be in Henrietta. They'll make parts used for the hydrogen fuel cell engines used in electric vehicles. And that's one of the high-tech areas that Matt Hurlbut, who heads up Greater Rochester Enterprise, sees as one of our strong points here in the Rochester area. Of course, photonics and optics have been talked about a lot in recent years, but Hurlbut notes that companies like Plug Power and the battery recycling company Li-Cycle, also with operations here, are involved in the so-called green economy, and he says that is a growing industry in Rochester.
It's leveraging the opportunity for future growth in those technologies as they continue to evolve and take a bigger hold on the marketplace. You also have a lot of thin film material research going on with solar panel, eventually leveraging some of the technology and chemistry expertise we have in the region.
Hurlbut notes that Plug Power is taking advantage of assets like the expertise we already have here. A lot of folks who used to work at the former GM hydrogen fuel cell R&D facility in Honeoye Falls are still in the area, as well as technology still being developed now by RIT and the U.S. of R. Speaking of vehicles, auto sales of new cars closed out last year with a month in December of about 3,900 sales of new cars, not far off the number they sold in December 2019. But for the year as a whole, the Rochester Auto Dealers Association tells us pretty steep drop in new vehicle sales overall, with just over 43,000 vehicles sold in 2020, compared to about 50,000, about 7,000 more in 2019. As we told you over the weekend, the CEO of AIM Photonics leaving that job after 7 months in the role. Pretty quick turnaround for him. State officials saying Michael Cumbo leaving to join Artemis Capital Partners, a private equity firm based in Boston. AIM Photonics, of course, that public-private partnership focused on photonics development. John Bowers, who is AIM Photonics' deputy chief executive officer, will be the acting CEO sometime in February. And in the meantime, they'll conduct a nationwide search for a new permanent position. Cumbo says his decision to step down was driven entirely by personal factors. He says he remains convinced of the vital importance of AIM Photonics' mission to advance that technology here. The latest numbers on job growth in the Rochester area and the state still showing declines compared to a year ago. In the Rochester Metro, this region lost more than 47,000 private sector jobs in December compared to a December of 2019. That's about a 10% drop. That is pretty much in line with the loss we saw in September, October, and November of last year, but it was still an improvement of the even steeper losses that we saw when the pandemic began last spring. As you might suspect, the leisure and hospitality industry consistently has shown the sharpest declines in employment. The statewide unemployment rate in December, 8.2%, about double what it was in December of 2019. We will get the actual Rochester Metro unemployment numbers tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, just want to mention Xerox's fourth quarter and full year results are out early tomorrow morning. Of course, we'll have the results for you here on WXXI and at WXXINews.org. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.